page 359, Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all our. Peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Well, oh, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all alarm.
Oh, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Well,
oh, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Remain standing. Brother Jamie's going to come in a moment to call on someone to pray and open up to service. But I need to take just a couple of minutes to deal with an issue that's needs to be dealt with. And tonight, I went to play golf Saturday. You say you play? I sure do. First time I played in a year. I really play a lot. Sign said, no t-shirts, no denims. Went to the restaurant, says, shirts and shoes required. I want to say something. Now, if you're visiting with us, our out-of-town guests, you just need to turn your ear. I want to talk to our churches, but especially my own. I want to say, ladies, you need to cover up your bosom and you need to lengthen your dresses. And I'm here to tell you, you can wear a dress down to your ankles and it be as tight as Dick's hat band and be as just as seductive and ungodly as it can be. You ought not to wear something you can see through. And I'm talking about dressing. I'm not talking about wearing shirts and leggings. I'm talking about we ought to wear dresses. Now it's a shame that a man has to do that. Because you say, well, you're being legalistic. No, I'm telling you, if you love Jesus, I want to dress right as a man. And you ought to want to dress right as a lady. And tonight, I say it with all the love in me. And I say it because it needs to be said and addressed. We would go, if I was going to meet the president, I wouldn't go in a pair of holy blue jeans and flip-flops. I'd go dressed properly. You say it's hot. Well, there's another place that's a whole lot hotter than this. Now, that's all that needs to be said. We ought not to be dressed like we're going to a bar room trying to pick up a man. Now, that's about as plain as I can get it. I think you understand. You say you kill the meat, and if it kills it, it'll just have to knock the life out of it. I want to honor him. He meets with us on this hillside. He's touched your youngins and mine. And tonight I want you to open up your heart and worship the Lord and honor his name. He wants to help you tonight. We'll try to help you any way we can. If you don't have anything to eat, we'll feed you. If you need a way home, we'll get you home. We'll do something to help you. We're not your enemy. We love you. And we care about you. Brother Jamie, you come around, ask someone to pray for us tonight.
It's good to be here tonight. I'm going to ask Brent Dula, associate pastor at Oxford Memorial, to come around and lead us in prayer. Don't you appreciate a loving, caring moderator? I'll tell you this much, if you know anything about Stephen Degenhardt, he has a love for people. He has a love for God's men. He has a love for me. And he has a love for you. And I respect him. I appreciate him. And he's a great blessing, has been, and a great blessing to my life and to yours too. It's good to be saved tonight. And it's good to be in this tabernacle. And it's no telling, as he says, it's no telling what God's going to do for us here tonight and in this week. Brother Brent, you come and lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, this evening, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, God, I want to thank you. Lord, I want to thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, thank you for this place of camp meeting. I've been helped so much here in this place. God, I thank you for meeting with us. Thank you, God, for showing up. Thank you, God, for loving your church we heard this morning, God. Thank you for the preaching. Oh, God, we get to hear. God, tonight we ask again, God, you anoint your men. God, touch Brother Fletcher, Lord God. And I pray, God, for Brother Winkler. God, these men, God, you'd preach them tonight. God, use them mightily for your glory. God, give them a fresh word tonight, God, and a fresh touch. And God, may our ears hear, Lord, what thus saith the Lord. God, I pray you touch every song that's sung, everything that's done. God, I pray tonight, God, that we'd grow, Lord God. I pray for Christian maturity, God, tonight, that we'd not be babes in Christ, God. But Lord God, we'd take the heed, Lord, of the Word of God, Lord, and listen to you. And, Lord, grow thereby, and God, do what you'd have us to do. And, Lord, I pray for lost people tonight in the congregation. God, may we have a burden for those, Lord God, going to miss heaven. Lord God, got religion, God, but don't have salvation through the blood, Lord Jesus Christ. God, would you move tonight, God, in this service? Lord, deal with hearts and lives. Lord, touch homes tonight, God. Lord, bless, God, I pray. Lord, God, where needs are. And Lord, God, you know every one of them tonight. Nothing's hidden from you tonight, God, and I thank you for that. Lord, you touch Brother Steve, Brother Jamie, Brother Rule. Lord, God, as they go in and out. God, give them wisdom, God, and touch their lives, God. I pray this week, God, would be smooth. Lord, it might not be problems or issues. But, oh, God, tonight, Lord, you'd help us in this hour. God, to do all that needs to be done. And God will give you the glory. The praise and the honor. Thank you, Lord, again for your love and bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate the prayer. Just remain